This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. We've really got to end this phenomenon of mob rule by the left. That's what the left has descended into, Democrats and liberal activists. They've just become screaming, deranged, irrational mobs. And this is their tactic, is to just scream and shout. And you can't debate with them. They don't have any rational arguments. They can't explain anything. They don't even know anything. They're just like, I don't know, human cyborg firmware that's just spitting out whatever programming they've been told by the left-wing media. And it doesn't even make any sense. And this mob rule, though, has become their default method of trying to win everything. Basically, they're a bunch of bullies. It's like a bully on the playground, you know, at an elementary school, and the bully runs around screaming and threatening to punch people unless they do what he says. And that's the left today, just a bunch of bullies, cry bullies, as they're called. They cry and they pretend to be victims all the time, but then they're bullies who just want to punch everybody else in the face. They want to shout down everybody else. They want to silence everybody else. Bullies. That's what they have become. And guess what? Bullies have no place in a civil society. We are a constitutional republic. We're supposed to decide who has power, politically speaking, by elections. And yet, when Trump won the 2016 election, the left, instead of accepting it and saying, maybe we'll win next time. Maybe we can appeal to the voters and do a better job campaigning. Maybe we can win next time. No, they didn't say that. They said, oh, this is illegitimate. We don't accept this. And then they went to every length imaginable to try to overthrow the president, to try to nullify everything that he has done, including nominating Brett Kavanaugh for the U.S. Supreme Court. The left is lawless. They have no morals, no ethics. They don't play by the rules. They are cheaters. And they are mobs, mindless mobs of insane, mentally ill people who are just filled with rage. And this is what they've become. And it just has no place in our civil society. So thank goodness that Susan Collins, a Republican, a senator, gave one of the best speeches that I've heard on the Senate floor in years and said that we reject the mob rule here. We reject it. You know, just you screaming and shouting and showing up with fake blood on your faces and all the stupid things that left-wing people do, that doesn't override the rule of law. It doesn't override the election where the people speak. The people speak through the ballot box. And you don't see conservatives running around mobbing everybody and threatening people in restaurants and assaulting people. That's what the left does. And that's what they have descended into. And this underscores the importance of voting against Democrats every time you can. We simply can't let Democrats have any more power in this country. In fact, what we need to do, really, is we need to decimate the Democrat Party at the ballot box. Not through violence, not through mob rule, not the kinds of things that the left would do, but simply at the ballot box. In a civil, peaceful way, tell Democrats that their brand of violence and irrationality and insanity is simply no longer welcome in this society. You could say maybe you're destroying the Democrat Party, but it's really more like dismantling it or making it obsolete. Because we don't need to use violence in order to do that. All we have to do is vote. The Democrats are desperate. They're imploding. I think the political party of Democrats is really on the verge of collapsing. People are walking away from the Democrats in record numbers. Who wants to be associated with a bunch of radical left-wing lunatics? I mean, you see these lunatic feminists out on the streets and in the Senate building and just screaming and just mindless. Like they never had a rational thought in their life. Maybe they went to a university and they got indoctrinated into social justice warrior classes or something, which just turns them into violent lunatics. They don't know anything. They have zero knowledge of reality. And they're just angry, and they're dangerous, and they're bullies. They just think that if they can shout, and they can scream, and they can just cry, and they can try to victimize everybody and themselves, and they can blame everybody, and they can smear everybody, they think that that's going to get victory for them. And they're wrong. That's not the pathway to victory. That's the pathway to political suicide, which is exactly what the Democrat Party is doing to itself now. I mean, no normal, reasonable, rational person wants to be associated with Democrats anymore. I mean, I used to be a Democrat. You know? I mean, when I was in college, I wasn't super politically active, but I remember watching Bill Clinton when I was in college and seeing the debates and seeing him as president, seeing him play the saxophone. And, you know, as a young college kid who didn't know much about politics or even much about the world, frankly, at that time, I thought, wow, Bill Clinton looks pretty cool. And yeah, I was watching CNN. I was watching mainstream media. And so I believed all that stuff. I did not know the truth about reality at that time. And then the more I learned, year after year, decade after decade, you know, I'm almost 50 now. The more I've learned, the more I've come to realize that, wow, everything that I was told by CNN back then was a lie. And the Democrat Party doesn't represent reality, doesn't represent honesty, doesn't represent ethics, or even just a sane economic system. The Democrat Party has become more and more radicalized. They've moved to the extreme left, to the point where they celebrate these radical left-wing terrorists. I mean, the Democrat Party has almost become synonymous with a domestic terrorism group at this point. And they're the ones carrying out the violence. They're the ones threatening conservative speakers with being killed. They're the ones claiming they want to murder President Trump. They are practically the domestic terrorism wing now of politics in America. It's insane. So no reasonable person can really call themselves a Democrat these days unless they just want to go all-out terrorism, irrational, just utter stupidity and insanity. If they want that, then yeah, the Democrat Party welcomes you. And I'm sure they'd be happy for you to join their effort to just be another insane, screaming mob protester. But for the rest of us, who are the people who actually run society, who actually innovate, we create things, we build businesses, we create jobs, we are the people who create the future of a sustainable society. We are the people who work hard and we apply reason and rationality in our work. Doesn't mean we always agree with each other. But at least we are attempting to do things that seem to make sense instead of just spouting irrational, you know, gobbledygook all the time. We, the conservatives and liberty-minded people of America, we are the ones who represent the future of this country. The liberals represent the destruction of America. They represent destitution, poverty, mass starvation, tyranny, the ending of individual liberty, the ending of freedom. That's the left. That's what they have come to represent now. Conservatives are the only future for this country. And if you want to have a future, if you want to have an income, if you want to have savings, if you want to have your own business, if you want to have individual liberty, if you want to have a First Amendment right and a Second Amendment right, you got to vote conservatives from here forward, especially in this election, vote straight conservative. You've got to punish the Democrats for their tactics, and you've got to choose the party. And, you know, it doesn't mean the GOP is 100% awesome all the time. Obviously, the rhinos, the establishment conservatives are just evil warmongers. But I'm talking about the new Republican Party, which is the Trump Party. Trump Party is all about truly making America great again. It's about exposing all the liars, and it's about just saying it like it is, in your face, man. This is the way it is. You don't like it? We're not going to bow down and modify what we say just to appease your fragile, cry-bully emotions, your little snowflakes. No, we're going to tell it like it is. We're going to make this country great again. We're going to have real justice for everyone, an equal justice system. We're going to end racism. We're going to promote and support minorities having jobs and having economic opportunities and having opportunities for better education. We are the new progressives, in essence, in America. And I say that as someone whose wife is an immigrant from Taiwan and someone who has lived outside this country, someone who used to be a Democrat. And now I understand the simple truth that Democrats are dangerous for this country and they must be defeated. Defeat Democrats at every election. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. You can hear my podcasts at real.video. Look for the channel called HR Report. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.